In order to pull this stuff off, are you going to have to change your life situation? In order to really change and have your life be brand new, are you going to be required to change your life? Changes are required in your mind, not your life. Changes are required in your mind, not your life situation. So sometimes to change your mind, it may or may not require a change in your external situation. In order for you to change your mind, it may involve a change in your present physical situation. To change your mind might require a change in your physical situation, or it may not. Some of you will change your mind without changing your external situation. Some of you will change your mind through changing your external relationships. I want you to remember that you are not where you are in your life right now by accident. It's no accident that you have the relationship that you have. It's not an accident that you have the financial situation that you have. It's not an accident that you have this physical circumstance that you're in. No accident. Accidents, chance plays no part in God's plan. God's plan has nothing to do with anything happening by accident or anything happening by chance. Love's plan says there's no such thing as chance, there's no such thing as accident. There's no such thing as chance, there's no such thing as accident, so therefore, you are not where you are by chance or accident. And the relationship that you're in is not a relationship in your life by chance or accident. The first change that needs to be made is a change of attitude. Because you are a newly made teacher of love. You are a newly made demonstrator of love. So the first thing we need is a change of attitude. Now, there is no set pattern. That means training, troops, training is highly individualized. What does that mean? Well, that means that the training is highly individualized. That means there is no set pattern to how each one of us are going to have our attitudes change. Some of us are going to have a change in our external situation. Some of us are not. The first thing we need to change is our attitude and realize that your life is your own individual training pattern. It's your own individualized training. So you can't compare yourself to anybody else's training. Now, when you get ready to change your mind, some people, when they're ready to change their mind because they've had a freaking enough. I specialize in those students. I'm going for my PhD. The easiest people in the world to teach are people who've had enough. The hardest people in the world to teach are the people who need just that little bit more. Some some of you are going to take a trip with me if you just let yourself hear my luscious voice. Thank you. So the first thing to realize is that if you truly want to change your mind so that you don't go through what you've gone through anymore, you have to accept that your life is a personalized, individualized training program that was made just for you and nobody else. And that you're not where you are by chance nor accident. Some people, when they say they're ready to wake up and they're ready to study the truth, they have a change in their life situation almost immediately something happens. They say, I'm ready to go home to God, I'm ready to know my peace, I'm ready to know love, and then immediately something physical happens to change it. But the truth is, far more people, very few people are going to be called upon to change their life situation almost immediately. When you're called to change your life situation almost immediately, you are a very special case. Most of us will not be called upon to change our life situation immediately in order to reach enlightenment. Most of us are given a slowly evolving training program. You are part of a slow, haven't you noticed?
Yeah.
Don't you think you're slowly evolving?
Yeah.
Okay, it's because you are on a slowly evolving training program. You are achieving enlightenment and bliss as slow as you're supposed to go. Wow. You are exactly where you need to be. Now, when you're in a slowly evolving training program, all that means is as many of your previous mistakes as possible are corrected. You're on the path of having as many of your old mistakes as possible corrected. A slowly evolving training program is a program in which all of your previous errors are being corrected slowly. All of your errors are going to be corrected. You are on a path where all of your mistakes are corrected slowly. Because most of us are not going to be required to change our life situation immediately when we say we really want to know love and wake up. But we do need to change our attitude, and we do need to accept that each one of us has our own individual training program that's not like anybody else's training program, so we can no longer compete or compare ourselves to each other, because each one of us has our own special path. The next thing, if you really have had enough and you're ready to move on, is you tell yourself, I am not where I am by accident. I am not where I am by accident. There is no chance of accident in God's plan. The plan of love, there are no accidents. So where I am right now is where I'm supposed to be right now. And everything that's in my life right now is part of God's plan.
Yes.
Now, relationships in particular must be properly perceived. So I've got to finally correctly see relationships. I am ready to correctly perceive relationships. You are ready to correctly perceive relationships. You are ready to correctly perceive relationships. Because relationships in particular must be properly perceived. That means all the dark cornerstones of unforgiveness must be removed from your relationships. If you don't have all of your fear removed about relationships, the old way of thinking still has a basis for return. Now, the way you can, now relationships have to be correctly perceived, or you will be opening the door to go through the same thing again that you used to go through. So relationships must be properly perceived. That